Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
Unlock your engine's full potential with Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline, removing up to 100% of performance-robbing deposits with continuous use in gasoline direct injection engine fuel injectors. Rejuvenate your engine's performance and discover unbound capabilities. Fuel up at Shell today and download the Shell app for added benefits. Plus, with the Fuel Rewards app, start saving on every fill-up. As a Platinum member, enjoy 10 cents off per gallon daily. Just 6 fill-ups with Shell V-Power Nitro Plus can elevate you to a Platinum status. Fuel up at Shell and unleash your engine's true power with Shell V-Power Nitro Plus.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Final hour in this Wednesday, Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. We will take you to the SEC meetings in Florida. I guess everybody's playing nice. That's no fun. Nick Saban, probably under orders, not saying anything to fire things up any more than he already did with Jimbo Fisher. But Jimbo Fisher doesn't want to talk about Nick Saban. Man, that sets up that October game. And as I told you, when this first started, I reached out to DraftKings. I said, can you give me the point spread right now? And they said 16.5, Alabama favored over Texas A&M. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Father's Day, we got you covered, danpatrick.com. A lot of great things there. Go there, a lot of things on sale. Also, Peacock, our streaming partner, is going to bring you the U.S. Women's Open. That'll be coming up with our coverage Saturday at 3 Eastern on NBC and Peacock. More than a dozen PGA Tour players, including two-time major winner Dustin Johnson, are included in the field of the first LIV Golf Tournament. That'll be held next month outside of London. A list of 42 players in the field released by the LIV Golf folks on Tuesday night. We did reach out to the PGA Tour. We wanted to see if their commissioner would join us, Jay Monahan. He declined. They did send us a note saying that they would be sending out a statement shortly and then followed up by saying, stand by, dot, dot, dot. I don't know what they're going to respond to, how they're going to respond. What direction do you go in? Are you going to punish these players who play on this Saudi-backed tour? You don't have big names aside from Dustin Johnson, but Greg Norman is heading this up. You have players like Taylor Gooch, Matt Jones, Hudson Swafford, Brooks Koepka's brother, Chase, is going to be on.
Hold that pause a little longer.
Yeah, I know you have to. I don't know if the PGA Tour can say we're going to penalize you, but then it also penalizes the PGA Tour. If you want to have Dustin Johnson play, then is he going to be able to play? Are you going to allow him to play? Or are you going to punish him and say, no, you're not allowed to play in certain events? Or you're going to be banned? So we'll wait for that statement. Standing by, of course. Poll question, Seton. What do we have for the first 2 hours?
Well, Dan, we did a poll question on the LIV Tour. Okay. And if you would play in that, if you were a professional golfer, 70% say no. Right. Now, I've got another one that's a little bit out of left field, but it's a discussion that I had yesterday, and someone was vehemently on the opposite side of me. Do you prefer air conditioning or open windows and a house fan?
Open windows and a house fan?
Yeah, like some fans to like get it going. Or do you close them up and put air conditioning on?
Yes. What, Paul?
There's some caveats here. Are we talking nighttime? What level of heat are we talking about? 80s, 90s?
We're talking that this is what you're committing to for the spring, summer, fall season.
Is it uncomfortable weather?
It's whatever weather you currently live in.
Okay. I'm not an air conditioning guy. Probably 4 days out of the year, I could see using air conditioning.
Really?
Yeah. Don't like AC at all. Yeah, Paul.
I think some people in this room and others shut, once it hits 80, they shut the windows for the summer and just pump the air conditioning.
Yeah.
I'm like you. Air conditioning makes me sore throat.
Yeah, I'm not big on it. Yeah. Yes. Yes.
We have central air in my house, but then we also have what's called a whole house fan, and it comes out of your attic.
Yeah.
And if you open up the windows on the floors and then you turn on the whole house fan, it sort of generates a breeze through the whole house, which is awesome. It's really, really nice. But it also sucks in like pollen and all of that stuff that you don't really want in your house.
Yeah, I don't worry about it. I don't have any allergies. Yes, yes, Paul.
I'm reading online. They advise if you're in a hot weather area, like normal hot, not like, you know, Yuma, Arizona hot. Like you leave your windows open at night and get the cool air in and then shut it in the morning around 9 a.m. to trap the cool air and then keep the heat out during the day. If you leave your windows open all day, it'll heat your house during the day.
Hmm. There are people of a certain generation who very much believe in that. Because I once worked for a guy at a pharmacy who was in his 80s, and it would be 110 degrees outside, and you went into his house, all the windows were closed, all everything, still had a tie and suit and tie on. Hmm. Dang, dude.
Yes,
dang, Mike.
Yes, Todd.
But after a hot day, forget about the house. What about you're on vacation, and it's a hot day, you're at the pool and everything, you're all sweating, everything. There's something to be said for going into your nice, cool, air-conditioned hotel room.
But that wasn't part of the question.
Okay, well, I'm asking you then, what about the hotel room? How do you feel about it? If it had a ceiling fan, would you go ceiling fan or air conditioning?
How about we move on?
It's really hard to get a cross breeze in a hotel room because rarely do you have four sides in your hotel room.
Yeah. That's accurate.
And unless you have the door open and then the window open.
Which is a safety hazard with people
people walking by, yes.
I always knew of singers like, is it Aretha Franklin who was famous for no air conditioning? You had to have, there was a singer who was very famous about she didn't like the way that it affected her vocal cords while she was performing, so there was no air conditioning allowed. I didn't realize there were so many other people who were also just vehemently anti-air conditioning.
Yeah.
I know a producer who used to work on Letterman's show, and Dan, you know Letterman's studio was ice cold. Some bands would high-end bands would say, can you kick the air conditioning off while we're there and while we're practicing and performing? And it was constant battle.
There is no studio colder than David Letterman's. None. I'm going to guess 42 degrees, maybe. And, you know, you can't wear your winter coat when you walk out there. But everybody on, you know, the stagehands, they would wear heavy coat, winter coats. And they would wear them during the show. But Dave loved it really cold. Audience stays awake. You know, guests stay awake. But I remember the first time I went in there, I'm like, damn, is this cold? And then I would dress. It could be a summer appearance on Letterman, but I would wear a winter sport coat or suit and tie. Because I knew it was going to be really hot outside, but really cold inside. Yes, Tom?
Are the lights that bright on the Letterman set from your experience where he'd be concerned about sweating or have to constantly be, dabbed down?
I don't think so. I never felt that. I mean, I was hoping that there would be some warmth in there, including warmth from Letterman. Never got any warmth from Letterman either.
It's not happening.
Cold everywhere.
You know what? I never understood that. That I loved watching Letterman. Big Letterman fan. And then I was on there, and it didn't go well. Like, we just didn't. We never connected, ever. And then, you know, but his producers would say, Dave loves you, man. I go, there is no way.
That's the producer line.
Yeah.
Trust me.
So the last week of David Letterman's career, I get a call from one of the producers. Says, Dave wants you to be part of the final week of his shows. I go, get out of here. And they said, no, he wants you on. So I go there, and I say to my wife, because my wife knows it's always cringeworthy when I would go on there. And I said, you know what? I'm going to take control and just ask him questions. And I did. And I just like, you know, kind of return fire on him to make him answer the questions, because he would always ask me, why don't they use two footballs in a game? And he thought this was a great question. And I never had a great answer. And he'd go, why don't they have two footballs there? And I go, I don't know. But a lot of times they'll tell you, okay, here are questions, give us your answers. And then they would take them back, and then the writers would come up with great lines, or Dave would have a great line. But they knew what my answers were going to be. Well, Dave would always have a wild card or two where he would say something and then you'd go, we didn't discuss this. But he was famous for doing that. But I was watching him do an interview. He's got his interview show. You know, what's the title of it? My Next Guest Needs No Introduction. And he gets great guests on there. And very inquisitive. Julie Louis-Dreyfus was on. So I watched that last night. It brings back bad memories when I sit there with Letterman. Because his desk was always higher. This is a game that's played where, you know, if you're the guest, your chair is lower. It's where you're going to be the alpha.
That's a popular host thing to do.
Yes, and it's silly. But my chair is higher than yours. I'm speaking down to you. I loved Letterman. I just didn't like being on Letterman's show.
But he asked you to be on the last week.
I know, but I don't know why.
That's like a major honor. Last week, I guess. I want him to be one of those, you know, nine people or whatever
Seton,
it is.
I honestly think nobody told Dave. I honestly think.
Like Dustin Hoffman canceled or something?
Somebody had to. A couple of people had to cancel.
Or maybe he just wanted one last shot at awkward. Me. Like, yeah. You know who I really just love messing with? Patrick. Yeah. Get him on. I just need one last turn.
And I was there in the green room. So this is the on-deck circle for Letterman. So the green room is about 20 feet away from the stage. And I'm there, and I'm waiting. I got my mom. I flew my mom in from Ohio. And she's there, and Farrah Fawcett is on. And Farrah Fawcett, all of a sudden, the interview goes off the rails, but in a way that Dave wants to continue the interview. And when Dave said, we'll be back with more from Farrah after this, I said to my mom, I said, I'm bleeped. And she goes, what do you mean? I said, I'm not going to be on. I said, somebody's going to walk through that door in about 10 seconds and say, we're going to have to rebook you. And they came in probably 5 seconds. And they said, we're so sorry. I said, yeah, I know. And I kind of whined and moaned. And Dave sent me a tray of meat. So cold. He sent me a whole thing of steaks and sent it to ESPN. And then he put a note. He said, stop being a woman.
That worked out pretty well for you. Didn't have the awkward experience and you got a plate full of meat.
Yeah. But then he called me, said, stop being a woman. And I was like, all right. Yeah, Marv.
My real question is, you were able to curse in front of your parents?
Well, my mom at that age, I could. Yeah.
I'm waiting for that age.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm like, I'm really screwed. Sorry, mom.
Well, my mom would always go, Danny. Like if I ever said something like that language, Danny.
Oh, don't worry. I got some real trouble with my mom in front of my son for saying something not nice about a family member. Marvin Terrell.
Oh, okay. Yeah. They go middle name. You're in trouble. Yes, Seton O'Connor.
I just had a similar but opposite experience where I had cursed in front of my son and I was like, oh, dude, sorry about that. And he was like, Dad, do you have any idea how much you curse in front of me? And I was like, I do?
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, Dad, all the time. And I had no idea because I was trying to be very conscious of it. And he was just like, why are you apologizing for this time?
Well, we don't give them credit like we should. It's like my wife said, hey, you got to have that talk with your son. And I said, okay. And I think he was 12. And so I said to my son, I said, we need to go down to the basement and have a talk. And he goes, okay. So we walked down to the basement. My wife's upstairs in the kitchen. And then I said to my son, do you need me to have the talk? He goes, no, but let's stay down here long enough that mom thinks that you're having the talk with me. So we just sat and we were talking probably about the Packers or the Red Sox or something. And then walked back up and my wife goes, how did it go? I went, really well. No, he's really a mature young man. Like I didn't want to have that. The talk. Did you have the talk with him? Yes, I had the talk with him. Yeah. My parents, I never had the talk with my dad.
No. No.
Back then?
Me neither.
There was no talk.
My parents signed a permission slip for like 7th grade or 6th grade or something, and then that's the school gave the talk.
Oh, yeah.
That's how I got that.
Really?
And then the next time that I got the talk was going to my senior prom, and the only thing my dad said to me was, "You treat her like a lady." I said, "Okay. See you later." That's
what
it.
That
those are the only two talks as possible. I forgot the other talks, but I have no idea.
Treat her
no
like a lady. Oh, 1957?
Yeah. Hey, you treat her like a lady.
Here's $10, bucko. Show her a good time.
Isn't that a song? Treat her like a lady? What was it? Health educate? We didn't have a sexual education class, I don't think.
Like health ed.
Sex ed? Or health ed. But was it called sex ed?
I think it was, yeah. And you had to bring the permission slip home and like get it signed.
Oh, I know. Yeah. And then they're like, hey, it's today we're doing reproductive organs. I'm like, okay.
I bet you are.
Yes, Todd.
Or it's like some old outdated black and white movie that they show you. Sometimes boys and girls like each other more than just friends.
Heavy petting.
This can lead to this. Yeah.
What's the talk?
Yes,
my son ended up getting the talk much earlier than I did, but it was because of an Ed Sheeran song. We were out to dinner, and Ed Sheeran has this song about something like, "Now my bed sheets smell like you," or something like that. Mm. And my son says to me and my wife, he goes, "You know what he's talking about, right?" And we were like, "No, buddy, what do you think he's talking about?" And he made this like motion with his hands that suggested he was a little bit more aware of how some things worked, but he was also very clearly confused as to what was happening. So it was like, I think we're going to have this talk right now.
Did he make a movement sort of like the bulldog humping my leg did on Memorial Day?
That's also an Ed Sheeran song. It's a B-side. Yeah. Bulldog humping my leg.
Yes.
The B-side.
Yeah. I love that. I love the live version of that.
Acoustic.
How about we take a break? We apologize for the last 15 minutes here. We'll head down to the SEC meetings. Is everybody going to play nice? Everything okay? Everybody moving on? Gosh, I hope not. We'll be back after this in the Dan Patrick Show. M-Drive, you got to have energy every single day. To do this for 3 hours, this is a young man's game. M-Drive has you covered. Supplements for driven guys designed to increase energy, strength, and drive. I take M-Drive. I've done so for almost 2 years now. You're going to find it at Walgreens, Rite Aid, and Vitamin Shop. You want to slim down for the summer? They have something for you, new weight loss bundle. M-Drive's weight loss bundle is made to help you lose weight with ingredients backed by science. It features M-Drive Lean, delicious 100-calorie protein powder, clinically tested Moracil that helps weight loss and supports muscle growth. M-Drive Boost and Burn, a capsule that combines fat-burning ingredients with T-support. So start the summer with M-Drive's weight loss bundle online at mdrivedan.com. An automatic 10% savings. You got free shipping, free shaker bottle as well. If you don't love it after 60 days, money back guaranteed. Get it at mdrivedan.com. That's mdrivedan.com. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Listen up, Ohio. The Mega Millions jackpot is over $500 million, and you can now buy official state lottery games right from your phone with Jackpot.com. Get in on the action right now and buy official Powerball, Mega Millions, and Lucky for Life tickets with Jackpot.com. Just choose your favorite lottery game, pick your lucky numbers, and get your winnings instantly. Plus, right now, get a free lottery ticket with your first play.
I love playing the lottery, and Jackpot.com makes it so easy because you can buy all your tickets right from your phone.
Jackpot.com notifies me right away if I win. It's safe and secure, and I never have to worry about losing my lottery tickets again.
This is the greatest thing ever. I can buy tickets right on my phone for Powerball, Lucky for Life, and other lottery games while I'm sitting on my couch at home.
Don't wait. Go to jackpot.com and buy lottery tickets on your phone. Plus, right now, get a free lottery ticket with your first play. Go to jackpot.com. That's jackpot.com. Jackpot.com.
Paid for by jackpot.com. You must be 18 or older to order a lottery ticket. Please play responsibly. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Searching for a job can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, nobody's on the other end, applications that vanish. It's time to find a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals, the local jobs expert that you can trust. They never charge a fee when they help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com, find the office nearest you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with the help of Express Employment Professionals. And Express helps you find all kinds of jobs, manufacturing to logistics, customer service, accounting, and so many more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application, Express Employment Professionals will have you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier. Let the professionals help at Express Pros. Express Employment Professionals. It's your one connection for getting a job. Visit ExpressPros.com today and good luck.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
More phone calls coming up. 877-3DP-SHOW. I've been an innocent bystander watching what was going on in the SEC, certainly with Alabama, Texas A&M. And then we noticed that they were going to have their meetings. This isn't media day. These are just meetings down in Florida. Might as well be media day. And we thought we should have on Mike Rodak. Mike worked, he covered the NFL, so he covered Belichick with the Patriots, and he also covered the Buffalo Bills for ESPN. Now he's covering Alabama sports for AL.com, and he joins us now. Mike, what's the difference between Belichick and Saban?
There's a big difference. I don't think you get very much out of Belichick. I think for Saban, you're going to get a lot. I think if you ask a question the wrong way, he's going to jump on you. I think if you, you know, ask a question in a way that sort of gets him going, he's going to get going. With Belichick, it's just sort of gruff and not a whole lot happening. But Saban's going to tell you something. He's just going to, you know, there's going to be a whole lot of theater with it.
I'm wondering if you could feel it, if it's tangible, that the SEC Commissioner Greg Sankey kind of put the kibosh on comments here, encouraged coaches. You know, Lane Kiffin wasn't allowed to come on our show. Is there a feeling at these meetings that these coaches, everybody's playing nice and nobody's going to say anything inflammatory?
There is. I don't think there was an official decree that they can't talk about, you know, the issue between Nick and Jimbo. And I think they have talked about it to some extent, but I think there is sort of a message said that whether it was explicit or not from Greg Sankey, that they needed to sort of tone it down and make sure that there was still some level of professionalism, as Lane Kiffin described it. Essentially, he put it, you know, you text somebody, you might say a little bit more in the text than you're willing to say in person. So in this case, they both said a little bit more when they were alone in their own cities and on camera in both cases. But when they actually saw each other in the same room, in Lane's opinion, they weren't willing to say quite as much. And that was really what Sankey wanted. He wanted a meeting that was focused more on the issues than sort of the back and forth and the drama that's happened.
But Saban and Fisher are in the same meeting rooms?
They are. So it's just the head coaches, the 14 head coaches in the SEC. There's a seating chart that got out yesterday where Jimbo's actually seated with all the SEC officials and Greg Sankey and Herb Vincent and all those guys. And the initial opinion of that was, okay, they wanted Jimbo to be separate. But in reality, it's just he's the chairman of that group. It rotates on a yearly basis. And there wasn't as big of a story there as it might have seemed yesterday.
All right, let's go back a couple of weeks ago. How did this get out of hand, considering what Saban was saying and who he was saying it to, private event? And a lot of times these coaches don't realize that this does go viral eventually. You might be talking, it's a home court advantage, And then all of a sudden, Fisher gets wind of this. How would you describe that to somebody who's still trying to understand exactly what happened?
Right. So I was actually there that night in Birmingham, and it was a case of they only thought that the media was going to be there for 15 minutes. That was the initial ruling that was given to us. And that was, I think, Nick Saban's understanding, which is why that question about NIL to this room was put at the end of this speech, thinking that the media would be gone by then. It wouldn't be recorded on camera. It wouldn't be a story. Nobody ever kicked us out. And so I was there. There was other reporters there. There were TV cameras there. We were 20 feet away from the stage. Like, if he didn't see four TV cameras 20 feet away from him, you know, I doubt that he missed us, but I don't think he thought it was going to get out the way it did. I don't think there was some grand plan here on Nick Saban's part to make this a story. But I think once it became a story that Nick Saban saying Texas A&M's buying his players, it did work into his whole argument about NIL that he wants to get into the national discussion, which is the original purpose of NIL for players to make money off marketing deals has been lost in that now there are collectives and groups of boosters who come together and buy the rights to these players. And it essentially becomes pay for play where recruits are being paid to come to schools. And that is his overall point. I don't think it was part of some grand plan. And I think he almost looks better the more that Jimbo talks and the more that Jimbo seems like the more emotionally charged guy, where Nick Saban seems a little bit more grounded right now.
Yeah. You know, Saban he didn't realize he was making it personal by saying that they bought all the players. Bought is the key word. If he just said, look, they took advantage of a window here, a loophole, we need to do the same thing. And it felt like he was saying to these businessmen, hey, we got to pony up. We want to be the number one recruiting class. Well, if you're Jimbo, and he's already sensitive about the recruits they get, that you're buying players, then he goes scorched earth on Saban the person and stuff going on behind the scenes. And I thought Jimbo Fisher looked worse out of this, because I don't think Saban meant what it sounded like. But Jimbo Fisher, you know that he meant what he meant when he said that about Nick Saban.
Exactly right. It's definitely a battle of semantics a little bit, because the way that Nick Saban worded it, that Texas A&M bought their players, does accuse them of directly paying their players, which is not really what he was trying to say. He was trying to say that there's collectives of boosters that on the side pay these players, which is legal. The way that the rules and the laws are written right now, that's perfectly fine. And that's been Nick Saban's point, is that he's not accusing them of doing something wrong. He's more accusing them of doing something that would violate the spirit of the rules and the spirit of what NIL is. But when Jimbo Fisher comes out and says, there was an interview he did separately with the San Antonio TV station where they asked him, why are you so good at NIL? And he says, we're not. I don't know if anybody truly believes him on that. And I think the whole argument that we don't know about NIL, we don't know what collectives are, I don't know if anybody's truly buying that. And just to claim ignorance, I agree, it does make him look worse in this situation.
Okay, I give you two questions for Jimbo Fisher. He has to answer. What do you ask?
Well, I think, first of all, he threw out a lot of accusations about Nick Saban and what his former assistants might know. And we've asked a few of them, you know, Billy Napier from Florida and Kirby Smart, and they sort of dodged a question. They didn't say it one way or the other. But I think Jimbo Fisher needs to sort of move forward with that accusation or either pull it back. He's kind of stuck in the middle right now, where he's made very vague accusations but hasn't really put any meat on them. So that's one of the questions. And number two, I think it's just the idea of, are you truly claiming that these collectives don't exist, or you don't know about these collectives? You have no knowledge of that. I think, again, nobody believes that. And I think at some point there needs to be an acknowledgement that these things do exist. And yes, they are legal underneath the current framework. And that's fine. I think if you're Texas A&M, you want to send a signal to the rest of college football that you pay well and that you're doing these things right. I mean, I don't think there's anything wrong with that in the current day and age.
But do you see where I don't even know if the NCAA can do this, but let's say the SEC. Does Greg Sankey say to those coaches or administrators, this is what we need to do, that you know, we have to have guidelines with name, image, and likeness? Would Sankey approach that?
I think they can try, but ultimately, and this is why Greg Sankey went to Capitol Hill, I mean, it needs to be something on a bigger scale than just the SEC. The SEC can't really make a rule themselves that would carry water legally, which is the biggest problem. That's that there's antitrust laws on a federal level that led to these lawsuits, that led to the Supreme Court ruling, that if they try to make these rules that are more restrictive and creates some sort of guardrails, as everybody likes to say, but NIL, they're opening themselves up to a lawsuit. And there's very rich, powerful people with very rich, powerful lawyers who will sue the NCAA or the SEC or whoever it is. And so it needs to be done on a federal level. And that's been Nick Saban's message. That's been Craig Sankey's message. And I don't know if there's anything that they can walk out of this week with any new sort of NIL rules or legislation to fix this.
What's the end game here for the SEC?
Well, I think long term, if you're talking 5, 10, 15 years down the road, I mean, I think it's a professional league, essentially, where you have contracts. And there has been talk about that this week, where coaches want transparency. They want contracts. They want an agreement like there is in professional sports in the NFL. And essentially, where players are not just paid for NIL and their name, image and likeness, they're paid salaried. And it's more out in the open. It's more transparent, as you know, you can look up anybody's contract in the NFL. I think coaches want to be able to look up and see what players are making across college football. And I think that's ultimately where the league will go, is where players are paid and it becomes more of a pro league that players have the option to go to school, essentially, which is what it's been all along. But it's more authentic to what actually college football is right now.
Great stuff, Mike. Good to check in with you. And I hope you're having fun down there.
Yeah, it's in the basement of a hotel. I think there's a rumor that there's a beach out there somewhere, so I'll have to look into it.
Thank you, Mike.
You got it. Thank you.
That's Mike Rodak. He is covering Alabama for AL.com, the Alabama Media Group there. Never a dull moment. He might be on the short list of reporters who've been yelled at by Belichick and Nick Saban, if he has been yelled at by. But you know what? Belichick doesn't yell at you. He just... Like, the less words you get, maybe the more aggravated he is with you. I already talked about that. Whereas Saban, it feels like you can get him going. And when you get him going, that's when he starts the banging on the podium thing. That's when they have the soda bottle up there, and the soda bottle is, it's almost like Jurassic Park, you know, where you're seeing it, and then the fluid is moving around there a little bit. That's the feeling I always get. Some phone calls here. Omar in Toronto. Omar, how are you, buddy?
Hey, Dan. How are you doing?
Great. Great.
Good, good. Question for you. What are your thoughts on potentially trading Zion Williamson if you can get a decent package in return? You're not sure if he's healthy. Pelicans have a decent core with JV, Ingram, and CJ now. So what are your thoughts on that?
Well, I just don't know what... I've had this feeling for a long time with New Orleans, and that is that Zion won't be there for his second contract. I hope he is, because, you know, New Orleans has lost their players, Chris Paul, Anthony Davis. You hope that he stays there. It's a really good nucleus there. But they might not give him a choice. If they go, well, we're sort of all in on you, I want to see him play one more year. That's all. Just give me 60 games. That's all. I mean, if you want to play 70, that's great. But it's like I said with Baker Mayfield, even before he got injured, I want to see one more year. Kyler Murray, I'd like to see one more year. I don't think that there's anything wrong with that. It doesn't mean I don't have confidence in you, but if I'm going to give you $200 million, it's like if you're going to buy a really expensive car, never driven it, but you're going to drive it, and it's really expensive. And then all of a sudden you go, there's some issues with this, or I didn't know that. You have a really expensive automobile here, and you've taken it for a test drive, but, you know, it broke down a couple times. There's no upside to signing you early, right? If they signed Baker Mayfield, then you don't get Deshaun Watson. Is Kyler Murray going to be consistent enough to give you another good year? He didn't do well in the playoffs. It feels like there's a maturity issue, concern there with Kyler Murray. And factor this in. If you're 23, 24, 25, and somebody's giving you $200, $250 million, I have a daughter. She's 23. I have a hard time giving her a credit card. So... I mean, you got to look at and they're kids. They're young. And Charles Barkley talked about this. Man, if they give you $250 million, what is your motivation? Do you want to be great? I don't, you know, if They would tell you they want to be, but I don't know if they would actually go out and prove it. And there was a period of time in the NBA where guys were so great in the final year of their deal. Then they would get their deal, and then they would just sort of come back to earth. But then that final year of the next contract, they'd be like, man, I'm balling. And then you're like, okay. I would not want to extend him right now. He needs to prove to me, not the other way around. Hey, you need to show me that you love me, my client. No, you need to stay healthy, and then we'll show you how much we love you. This is a business. Bottom line, don't let feelings get in the way. Jimmy in Chicago. Hi, Jimmy. What's on your mind?
What's up, Dan?
Hi, Ben.
Do you think if LeBron finishes his career with the Lakers and he doesn't win another ring, do you think they retire his jersey, assuming that Cleveland and Miami does that as well? He would be the first player to have his three jerseys retired. And real quick, there is a song by King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard. It's called The Dripping Tap. It's 18 minutes of pure rock and roll. It's amazing. It's got like some Zeppelin feel to it. Definitely check that out.
Thank you, Jimmy. Jimmy Eat World. Going back on tour, I think, by the way.
Coming through the area, too.
Oh, they are?
Yeah. I think they're playing New Haven.
I don't know. If I'm the Lakers, would I retire LeBron's jersey? No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't. I mean, it's a little early for the discussion, but if, let's say he has two more years, make the playoffs, but don't get past the second round. That's it. He got the one title. I mean, Pau Gasol deserves his jersey retired more than LeBron. I think there would be a few names on that list that would be in front of LeBron. A couple more phone calls. Baker in Montana. Hi, Baker. What's on your mind?
DP, it's always a privilege to speak with you, sir.
Thank you, Ben.
You were talking about Letterman earlier, and it brought to mind a story I wanted to share with you because it's also sports related. So this was 2008, and I was actually going to be able to be in the audience with a client of mine. And the way Letterman used to do it, he for the Friday episodes, he filmed those on Monday. So what they would do, they would record two episodes on Monday, with the second one airing on Friday, and so. So I was there for what would be the Friday episode. So I was there for the second Monday. Over the weekend, the story had broken about the David Ortiz jersey having been buried in Yankee Stadium by some concrete worker that was looking to put a hex on the Yankees, if you recall.
Yes.
So as we were walking in, the handler said, if anybody has a question for Dave, be thinking about that, he might answer your question. So Dave runs out and talks to the audience before the show starts. Anybody have a question? I raised my hand, and I said, Dave, my question for you is, over the weekend, the story broke about David Ortiz's jersey being found in the new Yankee Stadium. My question is, what do you have buried in the new Yankee Stadium? And the audience laughed, and Dave started laughing, and he said, Jeff, that's a good question. And he turned to Paul, and he said, Paul, what do I have buried in the new Yankee Stadium? And Paul kind of jokes, a set of your dentures? And then the crowd, really laughs. And so Dave said, thanks for the question, Jeff. He runs out, and then the show starts. And his opening joke is, Pope Benedict arrived into New York tonight. And to reach out to the Jewish community, he came out wearing a big pointy yarmulke. And the crowd kind of laughed a little bit. And then he says, and then he buried it in the new Yankee Stadium. And then the camera zoomed in on me, like that inside joke from the crowd so that I was a part of that.
All right. Well, thank you, Baker. Or is it Jeff? Not sure. Yes, Eden.
I was wondering when Baker was going to come into the story that was dominated by Jeff.
Jeff, and then it was Baker. Let's take a break. How about that? Yeah.
I feel like we just did.
Yeah. There are probably a few members of the audience who took a break before we take a break. This day in sports history, what we learn, what's in store tomorrow, all that coming up. I rushed out of here after the show yesterday.
Yeah, you're in a big old hurry.
Yeah, Paulie goes, where are you going? I go, I'm going to Sleep Number. He goes, why? New bedtime? And I said, well, I was going to check out everything they have.
Which means nap at the store.
Well, I would love to, but I thought that might probably be awkward for Chris, the manager, who was there. So I went in there and I wanted to see the Sleep Number set up there. I, of course, knew everything about it. They have a 30-day sleep wellness program that's shown to improve your sleep quality, change your sleeping habits for the better. They got a program there. They have a lot of helpful hints on getting a great night's sleep. So first of all, I say go in and just check out the Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed. Start there. But people say, well, why choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number? And I say, because every great day starts the night before. It's time for Sleep Number's Memorial Day sale. Save $1,000 on the Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed. Queen mattresses starting just under $2,000 for a limited time. Only at Sleep Number stores. SleepNumber.com/Patrick. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Houshmandzadeh and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Listen up, Ohio. The Mega Millions jackpot is over $500 million, and you can now buy official state lottery games right from your phone with Jackpot.com. Get in on the action right now and buy official Powerball, Mega Millions, and Lucky for Life tickets with Jackpot.com. Just choose your favorite lottery game, pick your lucky numbers, and get your winnings instantly. Plus, right now, get a free lottery ticket with your first play.
I love playing the lottery, and Jackpot.com makes it so easy because you can buy all your tickets right from your phone.
Jackpot.com notifies me right away if I win. It's safe and secure, and I never have to worry about losing my lottery tickets again.
This is the greatest thing ever. I can buy tickets right on my phone for Powerball, Lucky for Life, and other lottery games while I'm sitting on my couch at home.
Don't wait. Go to jackpot.com and buy lottery tickets on your phone. Plus, right now, get a free lottery ticket with your first play. Go to jackpot.com. That's jackpot.com. Jackpot.com.
Paid for by jackpot.com. You must be 18 or older to order a lottery ticket. Please play responsibly. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Searching for a job can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, nobody's on the other end, applications that vanish. It's time to find a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals, the local jobs expert that you can trust. They never charge a fee when they help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com, find the office nearest you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with the help of Express Employment Professionals. And Express helps you find all kinds of jobs, manufacturing to logistics, customer service, accounting, and so many more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application, Express Employment Professionals will have you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier. Let the professionals help at Express Pros. Express Employment Professionals. It's your one connection for getting a job. Visit ExpressPros.com today and good luck.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Last call for phone calls, what we learned, and what's in store tomorrow. Reggie Miller will be on the program coming up tomorrow. 877-3DP-SHOW. Ryan in Honolulu is with us. Hi, Ryan.
Hello, Dan.
What do you have for me?
I have some sports names in a flamerick, but first of all, Marvin's middle name is Terrell. That's a good name. I have a confession to make, and I understand if you never want to hear from me again, but my middle name is literally Jeff with a G. G-E-O-F-F.
Oh, Ryan G. Off.
Right.
Explains a lot.
Yeah.
I'm ashamed.
No wonder Paulie doesn't like you.
I wouldn't say that. I just prefer when he's not around.
Yeah. you have a limerick for me?
Well, I've got Memorial Day, respectful Memorial Day sports names, or a flamerick. So, dealer's choice.
Flamerick.
Flamerick. All right, let's go. It's about the LIV Tour. It's a hot topic playing with the Saudis. The PGA fans are getting rowdies. Oh, Phil Mickelson, you're in a pickle, son. Phil's going nuts, so grab on the D's.
Not bad.
All right, Ryan. Well done. That one hurt, Todd.
It stung a little bit. Stung. I felt it.
Yeah. Kurt in Washington. Hi, Kurt. What's on your mind?
Hey, how are you today?
Great, Kurt.
Yeah, yeah. First time, long time. 6'2", 182. Hand size 9 1/4.
Okay.
I am a elementary PE teacher, and tomorrow is the day for the 5th and 6th grade talk.
Are you giving the talk?
And I, along with my principal, since you have to have 2 adults, will be giving the talk to the boys.
Do you take questions?
We do.
What's
the
most...
We call it human growth and development.
You're not kidding. What's the most awkward moment you've had in having the talk with these students?
These first the couple days leading up to it are pretty nervous for me. they have some really good conversations. They have really good questions. Some can get pretty awkward. Having seen all the kids all year, being a PE teacher, I see him twice a week all year. When I see that kid's hand go up, that can be one of the most nerve-wracking, awkward times. Because
yeah.
I know that kid's going to ask the question or a question. And you have those kids in the class every once in a while. And when you see that kid's hand go up, you're like, oh, gosh, what's going to happen? What's he going to say?
Well, good luck, Kurt. Good luck.
Thank you.
We're all counting on you. The PGA statement has a PGA Tour. They said they were going to have one. And let's see. As communicated to our entire membership on May 10th, PGA Tour members have not been authorized to participate in the Saudi Golf League's London event. Under PGA tournament regulations, members who violate the tournament regulations are subject to disciplinary action. All right. That doesn't mean anything. You're subject to it. That doesn't mean it's going to happen. And what are the disciplinary actions here? Yeah, well, that's a statement that wasn't worth the wait. Let's put it that way.
All of a sudden, Richard Bland is like, oh, crap.
Yeah, now I'm going to get disciplined.
Oliver Becker is worried.
Michael in Austin. Hi, Michael. What's on your mind?
I'm actually in Meridian, Mississippi. Pump me gas. I have a kind of a question that you guys might be able to answer. I'm driving 2 dogs and a vehicle to New Jersey, and a car behind me, and my wife is driving 3 dogs and a car to Narragansett, Rhode Island. The car with 2 dogs going to New Jersey belongs to a Hall of Fame baseball player from Houston. Who is that? And before you answer, I have a different take on the Jumbo Fisher. I spent a lot of time with Coach Royal and Coach Brown.
Jimbo. It's Jimbo Fisher.
Right.
Not Jumbo.
I'm just saying, I think they've always been a stepchild, and they're really ticked off about Texas.
And they might be, but, you go back to Jackie Sherrill. I mean, Texas A&M has been under the microscope of – doing things differently than other schools, other programs. I didn't get around. I think we might have hung up on him. I don't know the Houston Hall of Famer.
Nolan Ryan?
Driving dogs to New Jersey. And I'm sorry I didn't follow that as much as I should have. We'll keep an eye on that story. Paulie, this day in sports history.
They're all gone. They were gone earlier, and then Fritzy took the rest of mine early in the break. So I'm going to go this day in movie history.
Wait, so the John Madden video game came out this day in 1988?
Yeah.
Okay.
We hit that.
There's other ones here.
Yeah, they're boring. How about this?
No, I got one for you.
Okay.
This guy pinch hit for shortstop Pee Wee Waninger back in 1925. Why is that important? Pee Wee Waninger. It was Lou Gehrig. His first appearance, the first of 2,130 consecutive games. That's pretty good.
Yeah, but is that significant?
Nolan Ryan, fourth career no-hitter this day.
Overrated.
What? Reggie Miller, 25 points in the fourth quarter, leading the Pacers to the win over the Knicks. Johan Santana on this day, no hitter. The first in Mets history. Yeah, Paul.
I got a big question here. What happened to Wally Pipp? Remember Wally Pipp? If you got Wally Pipp, that means you were out of the lineup and then Lou Gehrig took over?
Well, he pinch hit for the shortstop in the eighth inning. I guess the next day is when he started playing first base and Wally Pipp got pipped.
So you should get Waninger'd? I got the manager of the Yankees in 1925. Huggins benched
Miller Huggins
benched starting shortstop Everett Scott and replaced him with Pee Wee Waninger.
Yeah.
Huh.
Who would have thought?
You know what kept Wally Pipp out of the game? A headache.
Oh.
Dang, Wally. Soft. A headache, bro.
Soft. Oh, Pipster. Todd, what'd you learn today?
Ryan in Honolulu's middle name is Geoff. What?
Seton.
You and Adam Lefko are forever tied.
Yes, we are. Marv.
You pretended to give the talk to your son.
Yes, I did. Paulie.
That Letterman story. Hoofah.
Yeah. What we learned. Brought to you by Discover. If you're a valued customer, you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card company. That's why Discover matches all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year automatically. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more. Discover.com/match. Limitations apply. Thanks for joining us. Talk to you tomorrow. One more item as we close out this show on the Wednesday. Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. And we invite you to check out their NFT marketplace at PaniniAmerica.net/blockchain for one-of-a-kind digital cards. Now, they're available in packs, or Panini has public auctions on the site. Hottest rookies, biggest superstars, the all-time greats. You got the official products from the NFL and the NBA, UFC, French Soccer League. So you know you're getting the best. Panini has some great NFT packs for you to rip while you're watching the games. Try some NFT challenges, earn exclusive award cards, and find your favorite players. Or list your NFTs in the Panini Marketplace. Panini NFT trading cards give collectors the opportunity to pull autograph cards, memorabilia cards, rare inserts from every base pack. In honor of the playoffs, look out for Panini's latest NFT release at PaniniAmerica.net/blockchain. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Owning a Mercedes-Benz EV isn't just extraordinary, it's extra easy. With full remote access to your vehicle from your phone via the Mercedes Me Connect app, the vehicles are all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. The choice is all yours. Learn more. MBUSA.com/EQ.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo!
private. Put down your phone. This is the Army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again.
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five.
High Five.
Casino.
Casino.
Win at High Five Casino.
.com. High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.